All right. Hey, welcome, everybody. This is the official welcome here to the conference call, January 15th. The year is off and running, and I want to welcome all of you to our SLG weekly conference call. We do these calls on Fridays at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. I want to welcome all of you who are maybe dialing in for the first time to this call. So congratulations to that. You know, honestly, that's a big deal because you just little things like that separate you from those who don't dial in. And there is a direct correlation having nothing to do with us, but just the fact of, you know, agents that are connected are typically the ones that are also succeeding. So I want to congratulate you for being on the call. I want to give a shout out for Mr. Jeff Laird, who has now written now multiple applications, and I want to give a shout out for that just to also talk about, you know, hey, I appreciate your trust and faith in the process, and that's really what this is. If you're getting started, if you haven't even written an application yet, you know, it is an element of faith and trust, you know, that you're putting in a process and a system. So it's a big deal, you know, obviously to write that first application, but then as you go on to write multiple applications, because you know, you, again, just little things, getting on the conference call, then writing your first app, and then writing a couple apps. Anybody that's got that far along in the process really can continue to go forward as far as they want to take it, because you're already in the minority when you've done that. So I want to congratulate you, Jeff, on that. Want to talk on this call a little bit of, you know, about, well, we want to always talk about something that's important, for both David and I. For those that don't know, David and I are partners with Summit Life Group. And, you know, one thing that's very important to us is transparency, and hopefully that comes across, but maybe we don't say that specifically enough, but hopefully that comes across in the way we communicate. I know I say all the time, hey, I'm excited. David says he's excited. We're the most excited we've ever been. All of that is actually true. I've never been more excited than I am at this very moment for the business that we're in and the direction we're going. But that's not to say that it is perfect all the time or that there's not challenges, because there are. And I know when we were first, you know, stumbling our way through success in telesales and making this work, you know, I honestly appreciated that if people, I wanted to see that there was success because I wanted to know what was possible. So that was very important. But I also didn't mind hearing from people that said, hey, it's also challenging. It's also tough. And so I say that because I just want you to understand, first of all, David and I last year, you know, we wrote over 1,000 applications. David wrote way more than I did. I want to make sure and make that very clear. But just the point I'm making is that last year we wrote a ton of applications, and the year before we've written a lot of applications. So we, you know, we have had that level of success, and we continue to. But what we've also learned through that is that while over the course of a year or 2 years or a long time, you can see these numbers, that doesn't mean that there are not challenging periods or challenging days or even sometimes challenging weeks inside of that. If you were to take, you know, a thousand, you know, that the 1,000 applications last year, it is a pretty consistent trend, but there are going to be some weeks that are more than others, some months as well. And so one thing that we know and that we have a lot of confidence on now, especially, is the law of big numbers. And this is so important because it's very, very easy for all of us to get hyper-focused on the small numbers, not the big numbers. And I shared last night, I mean, I wrote an application from a lead that came in, I think it was August 4th. I took a screenshot of it. So that was a lead that was purchased on August 4th, and it was a level application sold on January 14th. Well, that's an example of law of big numbers, of more time, you know, that you're looking at with a longer term horizon. The reality is most agents, I'm not talking about here with up, but most agents that start in telesales in August have already quit by the time January comes. So they never get to even experience that little, you know, example. But the point is, looking at the big picture, it gives a lot of confidence that we're able to lean on. But that being said, I just want to be transparent. Like, and this is what we want to talk about on this call, and David will comment on this when he comes on. You know, we had this week a challenging week, and that's where I set that up to say we had a rough couple days. I mean, just strictly selling, like it was a challenging couple days, and I don't think Dave and I come on and say that very often. And typically we blow through them, and we blow through, I guess you could call it slumps. David was a baseball player. You know, people get in slumps. We tend to, and David particularly, is going to blow through a slump faster than most people because of sheer volume, and he knows how to get out of it and all that, which we want to talk a little bit about. But he's going to go through a slump much quicker. We're not going to experience it as longer, but it doesn't mean that we don't have them. It doesn't mean that we don't have a challenging days or challenging times, because we actually do. So a couple things that we do, and the reason I want to talk about this is because, like, I'll be honest with you, there was a day this week I was really selling, and I wanted to throw my headsets through the dang window. You know what I mean? And it wasn't nothing bad happened. It's just I wasn't getting traction. I was quoting. I wasn't closing, and my numbers felt horrible. But again, law of big numbers. I can go back and I can lean on those big numbers, which is very important, because when I actually looked at my numbers, even over last week, and I said, doggone, Rich, you know, my numbers last week were so far the other way, meaning I wasn't having to quote a lot for the sales that I made. And so when I averaged it out, it really wasn't so bad. But in the short term, looking at the small block of numbers, it was horrible. I mean, it was really bad. Now, one of the things that we say this all the time, there are seasons and batches of leads that are better than others. But we say that so carefully, because one thing you have to be careful of as an agent, and this is so hard to explain to people, but when I have an agent hat on, meaning I'm wearing my selling hat and I'm selling, I never allow myself to go to the place of bad leads. And this is so important to understand, because if a salesperson is trying to play the role of the marketer who generated the leads, if you're not careful, you will lose so many sales, and it's very easy to do this when you're in a slump. And so the reason I'm saying that is Dave and I are very much involved. We, just so you know, full transparency, all we sell are telemarketing callback leads. We've sold Facebook leads. We've sold all kind of leads, you name it. We have been very involved in the process of these telemarketing leads. I'm very confident in the quality and control and all that of the leads. But so I just want you to know, we it's not that we ignore it, but we are very confident and place our trust in the processes that are happening. We believe that they're the best leads we can be selling at this moment, or we would not be selling them. We would be selling something else. You, as an independent agent, you're free to sell any leads, of course, that you want to. But out of full transparency, what we sell are telemarketed callback leads, the exact same leads you have access to. That's all we sell. And so we don't, obviously they're not duplicates, but they're the exact same leads. What we do when we're selling is Dave and I, even though we know sometimes that, hey, some batches, we know that's the law, that's the way the business goes, but the law of big averages, we can see our history over month after month after month after month after month, and now year after year, and we see that. And so we don't get too concerned, but we got to be careful when we get in a slump. And so one of the things that we do, one is, again, we take full ownership, meaning that it's up to me to dial my way, quote, my way through it. I do not want to then give the ownership over to something else, like these leads are no good or whatever. That's what 95% of agents do, and it's why they fail their way out of the business. So one of the things that, David, if you've never read the book Extreme Ownership, you know, by Jocko, it's the same concept. We want to take full ownership of the leads to maximize them, because we know the law of big averages will always work out. And so part of what we do, our mindset is that we want to dial and quote our way through a slump. And of course, that's what we do all the time. We want to just continue and focus on the process. And so when we have bad days, we know it's going to average out, but we want to continue driving for quotes. And One of the things that we definitely that I feel like everybody has to be careful of whenever you hit a tough spell. And let me say this: some of you guys are cranking it this week. Like some of you guys are. I'm just being transparent. But I know some of you are having great weeks. But you might have a tough couple days next week. In this business, if you hang in here for a year, what I promise you is you will have days where it will be frustrating, and maybe you have a couple days back to back. I mean, that's going to happen. And so, you know, you want to be careful, A, not to doubt the process and the system. That's why it's important to get on these calls, because if you're hearing other people are having success, you're seeing that, you're going to know, okay, well, the system is working, right? You know, David's still putting up applications. The system is working. What you really have to be careful of in a slump, and what I have to be still careful of to this day, is I got to be careful that I don't start to shift into doubting Rich. Because it's so easy for me. I mean, I'm just being honest. It's so easy for me when things start getting a little challenging sometimes. You know, yes, I can doubt the process and all that, but what's even scarier for me is if I start doubting myself. And when we're going through tough times, our memory becomes very selective, at least mine can be. And I start, you know, thinking of, it's easy to focus on the failures. It's easy to focus on, you know, the challenges we're going through. And so one of the things that I have to do in times like that, and even this week, is reminding myself that I'm good at this, reminding myself of successes I've had. And if you're new to this, even other successes that aren't related to this, but you want to be careful not to allow yourself, when you're going through it, to get, you know, to start doubting that you have the ability to do this. If you've made one sale in this, then you can lean on that. You can make another one. And it's also important. So it's very important. Don't doubt yourself and know that you can do this. And that's something you want to be careful of. The other thing is you want to make sure, and what I do is really focus on the process and keeping my commitments to myself. Like David always says, I cannot always control the sale, but no one can take the dials and the quotes away from me. And so some days I'm going to just make sure, one thing I know, if I'm in a slump, and I'm saying you don't need to take breaks and go take walks, and we talk a lot about that. Sometimes you got to do a reset, but I don't want to quit the day. I want to keep pushing, because so many times I've had my breakthrough late, and then I go into the next day with momentum. And so, you know, that's very important that you, whatever your goal is. I was talking to my buddy Scott, who works with us, and he was on dial, and he said, "Look, I'm not quitting." He was at four quotes. "I'm not quitting until I get my fifth quote." Hey, awesome! That was his target, because what he's learned is, and what he realizes about the numbers, kind of trusting our big numbers, and that since he's been doing this, that on average, if he does that, if he gets his fifth quote, most of the time a sale is going to fall. Right? Doesn't mean he's always going to get one out of five quotes, but most of the time over the long haul, he's going to get one. So he was pushing for that fifth quote. And so that's just something that we do really is we drive for quotes. We have been religiously tracking this since we really started, because it's a way to keep track. Yes, you want to track your dials, your talk time, all that, but driving for quotes, one of the reasons that we do this is when we have a lead on the phone, so often that lead will throw up something. I wasn't interested in that, but I already got life insurance. I mean, some of the sales over the last week told me they already had life insurance, they're not interested. Boom, they end up being a sale. So if you're not, but part of the reason for that is because my goal is always, I literally think of it like I've got the football and a big lineman just come up against me and I'm driving for more yardage. I want to get that quote. I want to turn every single lead into a quote. It doesn't mean it's going to be a sale. So when we talk about our quotes, yeah, there's some not so quality quotes in there, but they end in a sale. The sale I made last night, I had to get a phone number of a daughter, which fortunately I have, and then I had to get another correct number for a dad. I mean, that could have easily been a junk lead. But it got but the point is, when you're driving it, trying to find a quote, maybe the lead you have on the phone isn't interested, but they have someone in the house who is. I mean, there's so many things that go in. I didn't ever talk to anybody. I didn't want you to call me, but who knows if somebody else in the house did? And so But if you don't drive for a quote, you don't find that information out. It's like getting your foot in the door. You know, when you're in field sales, we didn't sell final expense in the field. But when we're in field sales, you know, I've had people like Mark Capper and Top Producer. If I can get my foot in the door, once you cross that threshold, maybe it's Rick that talks about it, once you cross that threshold, now you have a chance of building that rapport and making a sale. And so one of the things that we talk about all the time is drive for quotes. Now, that doesn't mean if you're brand new that we're saying throw crappy or not so quality quotes out. We do have an outline, and we do want to build properly towards the quote, but there are times where we might throw a quote in just to get our foot in the door and do things backwards. So this is where the art of final expense and telesales comes in, because it's why it's not always just reading a script, because there's times you have to maybe go out of order, but you got to get your foot in the door to then back up and build rapport through the process. So I want to David's going to come on. I talked a little longer because David had his little boy in the car. I think he may be free now, but I want David to kind of comment on this. Any thoughts, David, on if let me check and see if you're available first. David, are you free now?
I am.
I know you've been on the call, but are you able to talk?
Yeah, I'm getting Nash out of the car now, so I'm able to talk. So.
Yeah, I got you. Well, keep doing what you're doing and just tell me when you get him out. So, So I want David to kind of comment a little bit about anything along what we've shared, but also just on just – the idea of properly presenting a quote versus times when you need to maybe give a quick quote. But this whole idea of just driving for quotes, continuing to drive for quotes, and all of you that are on the call, if you're brand new, you got to track it. You got to write it down. We have a tracker sheet for a reason. You need to be able to look at your day and see that you're making progress. Yes, you can look at your talk time as well in the CRM, but I promise you need to be able to look right down at your desk and say, okay, how many quotes am I at? How many? And then, you know, and then look in there and you can see how many dials in the CRM. The CRM can track your dials, but you really, we encourage you to manually keep up when you're presenting quotes and really track that. So are you good, David?
Yeah, I'm good. Can you hear me?
I got you. I'm gonna turn it over to you.
Perfect. So, yeah, that's really one of the most critical things is tracking your numbers, writing it down every single day. And, you know, if you've never written down goals every day and things like that, then it may be kind of a common belief to say, I don't need to do that. I know what my goal is. My goal is one app a day. What's the purpose of writing it down? You know, there was a time in my life, and I believe Rich probably could say the same, where I agreed. I didn't necessarily buy into writing it down every day, but then I started reflecting, and what I realized is, well, I never really tried it. And if I tried it, I didn't necessarily stay consistent. But if one of the most common things people talk about is writing your goals down each day, well, that's a really simple thing to do. I just got to be committed in doing it. So we started first writing down what we wanted to achieve each day. Let's use the one app as an example. Every day we write, the goal is one app. The goal is one app. Well, there is a system and a method to create predictable outcomes. So taking it a little step further, by tracking every quote that we make and every sale that we make, we start getting real data and we start knowing our numbers. And Rich talks a lot about it's not just knowing what your numbers are, it's becoming obsessed with knowing what your numbers are. And there's so many benefits to knowing your numbers. It doesn't matter what your numbers are. It may take you 15 quotes to a sale. It may take you 2 quotes to get a sale. Everybody will have different numbers. But the most important thing is knowing what yours are so you have the ability to solve for X. And this is what I mean by that. Going kind of tying everything in together that Rich has talked about. If you have a goal of one app a day, then the best way to make sure you can hit that goal is creating a list or steps, having an action a game plan of items that you can take action towards. We like to call them targets. We want to create a list of targets that we can check off each day that we know if we hit those items and hit those targets, then the law of averages will get us to a sale. So let's solve for X. You know it takes 10 quotes to get a sale. Well, one of the benefits is if you get rejected 9 straight times, you're able to disconnect emotionally and it's not going to bother you as much because you know that the 10th quote will likely be a sale, and that's how this system works. Now, if it takes you, you know, if knowing your numbers even more, you know, say it takes you 100 dials to get a sale. You know that it's 10 quotes and 100 dials. Well, at the end of the day, if you made 12 quotes but you only dialed 75 times, well, based on your numbers, you didn't put in the activity that generates a sale. So it's a way of holding you accountable to yourself. Are you putting in the required activity that will result in a sale? Okay? So that's what creating a goal, writing the goal down and writing your targets down every day. Those are two of the biggest benefits. Now, going back into kind of what Rich said of, hey, dialing through the desert is one way that I like to call it. You know, Monday or Tuesday, I don't remember what day it was, I went 26 consecutive quotes. 26 more quotes than I've ever gone in a row in my life without making a sale. I did get frustrated. However, what I kept going back to was it'll work out. The hot streak's coming. I just got to get through it. I got to put my head down and dial. I dialed more times, quoted more people than I do normally, way more. It was just a batch of people not interested, people not answering, or the wrong timing. Whatever it may be, I was going through it. But what kept me focused and what kept me motivated was I knew it only took me one sale. Once I got that one, I knew, based on my experience, that a hot streak was coming, that I may talk to several in a row that are ready. Because over the month, the averages will average out. And boom, what happened? Because I was chasing my targets, because my targets that I created are pulling me towards the sale, that's what a good target does. It pulls you in the direction of your goal. Because of that, I was able to maintain my focus, maintain pouring my energy into solving the problem instead of complaining about the problem. And then what happened? 9 out of my 10 quotes for sales. Okay? So the averages started really working out. I just needed to get through it. Okay? But you're not able to get through things if you don't know your numbers and you don't create a system and a game plan to get there. So that's why we talk about understanding it is so important. And like Rich said, sometimes someone will just say, not interested. Well, if your focus is the process and your focus is the activity, well, the most important thing is, hey, the primary objective in this thing is to get them a quote. I may just completely go out of order here and say, Rich, I understand that. Well, what's your birthday? Boom, a $10,000 policy is 30 bucks a month. That may be the one thing that catches their attention and say, oh, I'm interested. Great. Well, as you know, then you work back through your outline to educate them properly. But the most important thing is you got to get their attention, spark the interest, and see if they're a qualified lead. And sometimes that will require you to call an audible, meaning just altering the way in which you present the quote. You know, this is not an exact science. It requires you to think creatively at times. And the way you get there is simple. Always be dialing. The best way to get experience is to dial. The best way to get better is to dial. Dialing is the number one key thing and ingredient and gives you the foundation. Once you have that habit of dialing, then there's little things that you put in place, that placing that one brick down at a time to get better, that 1% extra that makes you a little bit better. Having a crystal clear goal followed with a crystal clear path to achieve that goal through what we call targets writing it down every day, those things combined, it's not one thing is the you know, secret. It's the combination of all of those things and you keeping the commitment to yourself that creates confidence. That combination of activity and things that you're doing is what allows you to push through. It allows you to be very consistent, and it allows you to keep getting better at the business. So you will have bad leads. You will question if the business works. You will be very tempted to purchase the next new lead, get contracted with the best new carrier, be drawn in and take the bait by, hey, here's how you create an organic lead. You will have no shortage of temptation. But if you're rooted in the foundation of what works in this business, not trying to recreate the wheel, but staying committed and focusing on your process, you'll dial through the bad batches. You'll get the hot streaks where you feel like everybody you speak to will be a sale. And what it does is it gives you confidence because the next time you go through it, you know you're going to get through it. So much of this business is about controlling your emotions. So if you can create a system and a process that allows you to avoid becoming a victim of your emotions, because we all have to fight that every day, especially with a bunch of noise going on in the world, find a way to get into that flow state of mind. And all of these things that we've talked about today are some of the key ways to do that. So if you're not writing your goals down each day, we challenge you to do it. If you're not writing your target down every day, we challenge you to do it. These things, look, we never preach what we don't practice. We only practice what we preach because we actually do these things. We're in the trenches. We're not reading theory. We're not telling you what works for other people. We're telling you proven systems and methods that work well for us. So, you know, like we say on every call, you don't have to implement every single thing that we said today. Find one thing. Take one thing you feel like you could implement today, the moment we get off the call, and implement it, okay? Don't think about it. Don't strategize about it. Take one thing you feel that you can benefit from and act on it right away. It's about progress. 1% better every day makes an enormous difference over a month, 6 months, and a year period. And if you focus on just getting a little bit better every single day by doing one little thing different, one thing that creates progress, well, you're going to make it in this business. And you're not just going to make it. You'll be as successful as you choose to be. You know, the system is very simple. But simple does not mean that it's easy. Doing it takes a commitment, and that is simply a choice. If you choose to commit to it, all you have to do is execute the process. And if you do that every single day, you'll make it in this business, and you'll be able to have whatever kind of success in the business that you want. So I'll close with that, Rich. Really great call, incredible nuggets of wisdom, and best of luck to everybody finishing the week strong. Remember, create your goal, write down your target, and all you got to do is execute. No excuses, stay focused, and always be dialing.
Great call, David. Let's crush it today, and we will see everybody on Slack and talk to you next Friday. Have a great day.